Adores and Harper Audio present Dragged to the Wedding by Andrew Gray, performed by Joel Leslie. For Dominic, my husband, and the man who always makes me laugh, I could never do this without him. Chapter 1. Damn, hell, crap, I am so screwed, James muttered under his breath, running out of swear words he could use while thinking about his mother. There was no way out of this. He was just going to have to take his lumps. God, Randy said as he slipped into the chair across from him. What has you throwing the world's biggest pity party? Did your dog die? Wait, you don't have a dog. It can't be that damned bad. James Pettico lowered his hands and raised his gaze slightly. Screw you. James knew Randy would give him shit. It was part of his annoyingly quirky personality. Why are we friends again? Because you love me, and your life would be dull and dreary without my brand of fabulousness. Randy motioned to the server, who hurried over. I'm just parched. Could you bring me a dry sapphire martini, two olives, with a glass of water? He gave her his signature smile, then leaned toward James. What are you drinking, darling? James hadn't even had time to think about it. He'll have the same thing. Randy added a few watts to his smile, and then turned back to James. You weren't going to order one of those awful beers you keep in that apartment of yours, were you? He leaned over the table, lowering his voice as if sharing a secret. I know you're a police officer and all, but there is no excuse for drinking Miller Lite. James actually felt his lips curling upward. You are such a snob. Randy glared across the table. Do not confuse good taste with snobbery. It's just gauche. He sat back in his chair, thanking the server when she returned with the drinks. He took a sip, then flashed her another smile. Perfection. Randy handed her his credit card. Please start a tab. I think my friend over here is going to need a bit more fortification. Of course, she said. Let me know if you need anything else. She left the table, and James took a second to look around while Randy made sexy noises over his drink. Have you been here before? Randy asked. James shook his head. The Grand Riviera Club was not the kind of place that James would think of stopping by for a drink. The bar was rich wood, the tables polished, the chairs plush and comfortable, and the prices steep as all hell. Have you? A few times, mostly with clients I'm trying to impress. After I got your call for help, I figured you deserved a little spoiling. So, here we are. He motioned around. I really love it. He sipped his drink once more and slipped an olive off the pick with his tongue. Okay, Dish, tell me what has you so broken up. James sighed, a finger tapping the stem of his glass. I have to go to my sister's wedding in 3 weeks, and my mother is expecting me to bring a date. Randy set down his glass. What kind of date? The only kind my mother would expect, a female date. One that's suitable for my sister's vision in white wedding perfection in Missoula, Montana. Just thinking about it made James's stomach churn. He could stare down a suspect without flinching, work a crime scene, and collar a suspect on the run. As an officer on the Schaumburg police force, James had been in numerous firefights and had even been called in to back up the Chicago PD. But the thought of facing his mother's disappointment was making him ill. You mean to tell me that your family still doesn't know you're gay? Randy asked, his mouth gaping open. Of course not. Have you ever been to Montana? James drank some more to steady his nerves. I love my family, I really do. But
sample complete. Ready to continue?